most of us have never experienced and hopefully will never experience war. So these photographs are our only visual access to what is being experienced by those who are fighting in or affected by conflict. It's important if we're going to be sending troops into a situation, it's important to understand what we're sending them into. It's not all glory. It's really difficult decisions and difficult, terrifying situations. Many veterans talk about war's just not what they thought they were going to experience. And they didn't understand it, we don't understand it. And the only way we're going to understand it is if we are exposed to the totality of this thing that is armed conflict. So it's important for those photographs to be gathered and the stories to be told. There's a photograph in the exhibition of an Iraqi soldier who is burned to a crisp in his truck. He's sitting totally charred in his truck. And someone said to me, "We didn't do that. Americans didn't do that." And I said, "Yes, ma'am, actually we did. We bombed the first truck and we bombed the last truck and then we strafed everything in between." And that's what you do in war. What one military historian told me is, in war you kill the other side until they surrender. That's the simplest explanation. And so images like that burned Iraqi are part of the experience. Or there's another image of a dead soldier who has been beheaded by the artillery, by the machine gun. It's an exhibition that's very difficult. The images are not just the images of dead and wounded, but some people are more even disturbed by a picture of children playing execution, and one of their little playmates is up against the wall like this, and the others are all kneeled aiming their toy guns at him. It's not what you'd like to see children playing. There's something different than children playing Cowboys and Indian and actually playing execution where you're shooting an unarmed person. But executions are part of war. There's a whole section in the exhibition. Many, many people die in wartime in executions, some wars. So we are trying to introduce as wide a realm of the experience of war as we could through the best photographs that we can find.